People eat, drink, and are merry at a restaurant in Pretoria, blissfully unaware that it's apparently haunted by two ghosts that terrify staff members cleaning up after hours. GPS case manager Taryn Willifier says the group's currently investigating if one of the entities is the dark spirit of a man killed in a fight at the venue when it was a bar many years ago. She says such probes are what she lives for.
Overall, it's very exciting, especially if we get, you know, evidence or something happens and we get energy that actually responds to us. It's an adrenaline rush. It really is, yeah. Especially if it's an outdoor thing, not a residential one. That's the best, you know, the graveyards and that type of thing, yeah.
The paranormal experts have also spent a lot of time at an abandoned hospital east of Johannesburg. Willifier says they found something on an audio recording they made at the site that they've so far not been able to explain.
It was a very loud, like a man that took in his breath. He went and then he blew it out, like, he went like that, and it was very creepy, you know. I had to listen to it a few...
At a private residence, a woman reported objects constantly moving around, seemingly by themselves. During the GPS on-site investigation, Willifier made another random audio recording and later played it when analysing the collected data.
And we were chatting, and in the background I heard like a very faint whistle. And I played it back to the owner the next time we were there, and she said her father used to hum that tune. So that's how we knew.
The evidence was used to establish that the spirit of the homeowner's deceased father was active in the house. At another suburban property, Willifier says an unidentified entity would touch children inappropriately.
If there were any children coming into the home, friends, this spirit would try and attack them, so to speak, especially if it was girls.
She says this case remains unsolved. The GPS is looking into supposedly paranormal events at De Deer, south of Johannesburg, following an incident here a few years ago. According to Willifier, a local farmer's teenage daughter would often disobey him to go on late-night motorbike rides with her boyfriend. The farmer then decided to do something to scare the couple.
So he had taken barbed wire and put it around the tree. One tree spanned it over the road and to the other tree, just to knock them off of the motorcycle. But it, unfortunately, when they were driving past that and didn't see it, it actually decapitated both of them.
Since the deaths, says Willifier, there have been frequent reports of supernatural activity near De Deer.
If you are on that road in the evenings, you'll see a ball of light coming up to that area and then just vanish. And some of our team members have seen it. There are some of public that I know have seen it. We've tried, we didn't get anything.
Willifier is concerned that more people are contacting her to report very physical paranormal incidents.
Things that happened, like people being pressed down on beds, scratch marks, cupboards opening by themselves. A lot of the things that come in to me seems very violent.
In her experience, says Willifier, people who report coming under physical attack from entities have often dabbled in Satanism or have played games in which they personally tried to contact the dead, both of which she describes as extremely dangerous.
You are opening yourself up, because with those types of things you don't contact ghosts, it's demonic entities that come through.
But Willifier emphasizes that she and her fellow investigators are not afraid of ghosts at all when compared with the other dangers they face in crime-ridden Gauteng province.
We actually laugh, like if we want to go to a graveyard, we're more afraid of being hijacked than seeing a ghost, you know? That's the truth.
She says the GPS plans to buy more and better equipment to expand its investigations as it continues its quest to capture solid evidence of the paranormal. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Pretoria.